We are learning Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hei Omed Beis, and we are beginning on top of Hei Omed Beis, Mino Hanimili. We just learned in a Braisa all those different things that have Baal Ta'ach. And the Shaila is, where do you know it from? If you look at the Pasuk just says like this, Kisida Neda LaHashem L'Kecha. If someone makes a Neda to Hashem L'Kecha, Lo Yisachel Shamay, don't wait to pay it up. Because Hashem's asking you to bring it, and you don't have a chait if you don't bring it. That's the pasuk. Now you don't see like a chichapeya shlomim chatas and hashamis in this pasuk. What do you see? You see the neder. So how do you know all those different things? So our gemara here, the brisa, will bring all the drushes, how we know those things from this pasuk alone. But not in Bila. Tana Rabbana says the pasuk, see the neder, only the neder. We only see from here a neder. Nedava Menayim. What's a neder? What's a nedava? Neder and nedava are both karbonas you bring out of your own free will, but there's two ways to do it. Either you say, Hare Alai, I will bring a carbon, or nedava means Hare Zu. The difference is that Hare Alai means you have to bring a carbon no matter what. It means even if you set aside a carbon and that carbon dies, you still have to bring another one because I set a Hare Alai carbon. Nedava means I go to the animal and say, you're going to be my Ola. Now, if something oinus happens and the behemoth drops dead, then I'm potter because I did my job. I made this carbon into carbon and it just died. So that's the difference between a neder and a dava. A neder is a bigger responsibility. So it says in the pasuk, neder, what? Right, one's a gavra, one's a chepsa. Right. What comes out of the Rav Kamina is a bigger responsibility. Right. Kisida neder, ain't le neder, nedava, menayi, nema, ka neder. Here it says kisida neder, but nema lahalon. It says in a different pasuk in Parashas Sav, when it comes to a carbon shlomim there, it says, if neder, nedava, zevach karbonoi, so it says there, puts together neder and nedava. Malahal and nedava imoy, just like there, nedava comes with a neder. Afkan, here also nedava imoy. So from the first words of the pasuk, you see the neder, you learn out neder and nedava. Because when you find the word neder, you find the word nedava, therefore we dash in both things. Lashem alekecha, the pasuk goes further, you see the neder, Lashem alekecha. Elu hadamim ha'erichim v'acharam v'akdeshes. Those are the different hakdeshes that go to Bedek Abayi. Someone says demei alai, which means you have to evaluate him like an eved, or erichim or charamim v'akdeshes. Why is that? Learned that from Lashem alekecha. So Rashi explains because those things go completely Lashem. Kachi Bedek Abayi is one of those things that no one else gets any money from it. Even a carbon, a lot of times goes to the kahanim, to the bialim to eat. These things are Lashem alekecha legamri. The pasuk goes further. Lo yisachel shalmoi. You make a drash like this. Lo yisachel shalmoi. Who v'loy chilufav? The whole dibal ta'achar is only on the carbon itself, and not on something that was switched for the carbon. And we'll see what that means. The Gemara will discuss that. The pasuk goes further. Kidareish yidushenu. Because Hashem will ask you for it. What does that mean? Il chates v'ashamas olas v'shalmoi. Darshan. It means these kabbonis that are chiyuvim to bring, that they're chayvim to bring. What's the example of Oilus Hashlam that you have to bring? Chatas Hashlam, as you understand. Someone's Aveira, he brings a Chatas Hashlam. What's Oilus Hashlam? So Rashi gives the example is Oilus Riyah and Shalom and Chagiga, those are Chayva. So those are included in Dorish Yudushenu. But Oilus Hashlam that are Ned and Adava, that's included in Ned and Adava. That's included in Adava. And in these words of Dorish Yudushenu is included Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach as well. Again, Rashi says Pesach, it's not a Rai. Rashi holds there's Baal Ta'ach even by Pesach. The Pasuk goes further. Hashem Elikecha, Il Tztokos Umaisres Ubechar. The Rashi was not Geras Bechar in the Gemara. Hashem Elikecha, Il Tztokos Umaisres Ubechar. Why does Hashem Elikecha mean Tztokos Umaisres? Rashi says, because the words are extra, and we find the words Hashem Elikecha by Tztok also, because it says, Ulchati Tztokol Lefnei Hashem Elikecha, and it says, by Maiser, Vachalto Lefnei Hashem Elikecha, Maasar de Goncho. So therefore, we dash from Hashem Elikecha to mean these things. It says in the pasuk, "Vayter me'imach." Dorish Yisrael Hashem Lekecha me'imach, and me'imach is a lekat shechapeya. Why? Because it belongs to the ani, and by ani it says it's an ani imach. It's an ani imach, and therefore we know that means that it's bal ta'achar lekat shechapeya. And the pasuk ends off, "V'hoyah b'chachet v'loy b'karbanacha chet." That when someone is oyah bal ta'achar, he gets avera, but the carbon is still kosher. The carbon is not puzzled, does not become puzzled because of the avera baal ta'achar. Actually, there's a toast later on that says, "Ksas tema b'kula shmeitzim, heicha tesla nifsal the itzruch kra." Why would you think that by baal ta'achar, the carbon should become puzzled? So then, about that's a din of the gavra, not in the chepza. So why in the world would you need a special meat that the carbon has become kosher? So So some say the last Rashi on the Amid is Bavarian's question that maybe it's a mitzvah of Abba Aveira, maybe that's the Var, but it's an Aura from Taisvis that what you need a miyut, but my Gemara says a miyut that the carbon is not possible by Baal Ta'achar. And now the Gemara will go back and discuss different things from this Braisa. So we saw in this Braisa, first of all, the drashas, how we could learn everything out, that we're not going to talk about. But there was a few other things also. It said a halacha here, Omamar, le'sa'achal ha'shalmoy, hu v'loy chalufov. The whole thing about Ta'achar is only on the carbon itself, and not on something that was switched for the carbon. Chalufay mai, what exactly are you talking about? I chalufay oylo v'shlamim, if it was something that was switched for oylo v'shlamim, what's an example of that? Let's say it got lost, and your oylo v'shlamim got lost, and you might fish a different one instead of it, then you found it. What's the halacha? The halacha is that you makirv the one that you found. Even though you were ready in a schaper, there's no problem bringing oylo v'shlamim again. So if that's the case, mikav krivit, you could bring it, and therefore it has baal ta'achar. Why would it be a mit? It's a regular carbon. So elamai, it's chluf echatos, I chluf echatos, which means you lost the echatos, and then you took and brought another one, now you found it. The halacha is, the echatos nishchaper ba'leha, lemisa ozla, it goes lemisa. And asham also, Tosfos speaks out, is a ria ozla, it goes l'ria, because the klal is, kol shev echatos mesa ba'asham roya. Ba'asham roya. Akaponim, the kasha of the Gemara is, what exactly are we talking about? Which chalufa are we talking about? So Gemara says, I'll tell you what it's talking about. L'may chalufa, chalufa etayda. A tayda that got lost and you found another one. Now you have both of them in front of you. The tani rav chia. Tayda shenis arva b'tmurasa. You have a tayda that got lost and you set aside another one. And now you found it. So you have the tayda and its tmura. And they got mixed up with each other. You forgot which tayda is which. Umesa, and then they died. Meisa Achasven, one of them died. Chavrta Elan Takanos, no Eitzah, like this. If they're both alive, what you do is, the halacha is a Taida needs 40 chalas. But if it's not a Taida, if just a Tamura is Taida, it's the extra one, doesn't need 40 chalas. So if you have both in front of you, what you do is, you bring them both as a Taida, which is basically a Shlom, and you bring 40 chalas, you say, if that's the Taida, the 40 chalas for that. If that other one's a Taida, the 40 chalas for that. But here, one of them died. So you have a problem over here. So, Mesa Achasvem, Chavate Elan Takana, Heich Levit, Likrava, be Makavit, Velikrav Lechem Adah, and bring Lechem with it. Dilma Tamuri, maybe it's Tamura, and I'll bring Lechem for no reason. Likrava Beloy Lechem, okay, so great, I'll bring the Taidu out Lechem. Dilma Taidi, maybe it's a Taidu, but I'll keep it alive as a crop. Dilma Taidi, and needs Lechem. So, you can't be Makavit. So, you have to wait to get some mum. So, therefore, we're saying there's no Baal Ta'acha. Freit the Gemara, Vahal Kimin Lai Vasa Kravahi. Since you can't bring it as a carbon, krala mutilomli. What do you need a pasuk to be memayit? What do you need a pasuk to be memayit? You don't need a pasuk. It's not. It can't be brought anyway. So the Gemara, our Rav Sheshes, you're right. We have to go back to the original pshat. Loyla mutei chluf oyla v'shlam. We're talking about a oyla and shlamim that you switched. But we give a case like this. It got a mum, and then you switched it to another carbon. And what would be the havmina? Bahaka mayaskina. Could go in sha'avr lo shnei regalim. You had an oylo shlamim, you set aside, and you passed 2 months. You passed two yom tovim, right? The next yom tovim is you're done. But humam, you got a mum. So what do you do? V'chilaloi, you made a chil on a new carbon. Alachar. Now you have a new oylo shlamim. V'avr lo regalechad. And you passed now sukkos. Sakadai de chamino, hoylo mekoyach kamakar. Season's coming, the first one. Commander of the love giver golem dummy. It's like you have all together 3 yom tovim. It's kili have 3 yom tovim. Kamash v'law, no. The clock starts ticking again because it says baal ta'achar v'loy chilufav, which means the darshan that doesn't go with the other thing. It doesn't go with the other one. It doesn't go with the other. It's not its tariff. Hu v'loy chilufav means it's not its tariff. It and it's switching and its switch thing was switched for. It's one that was changed for is not mitztaref in order to make baal ta'achar. Now there is a kasha over here. What are we talking about here? The guy said hare alai hare zu. Because if he said hare alai, so why shouldn't he be chayiv for three yom tovim, even though it was switched? Might say hare alai. When someone says hare alai, he's a kavah himself the nether, right? He's a kavah himself. Hare alai is the nether. He's a kavah himself the nether. So then, after 3 yom tovim, it's chayiv, no matter what. What's the difference about the carbon, if it was switched or not? So Teretz says, you have to talk about an adava. If you're talking about an adava, so maybe you're not no achrayis. So then, what's going on over here? So that's the Achrayim talk about Turi Eben and Emek Bracha. They talk about the Shaila. The Turi Eben says that it's talking about the Anadava. The Emek Bracha says it's talking about a Neder, but he says that when you mafrish something, you're ready with Mekayim your Neder a little bit. So then, it's like, it will start again if you have a new carbon. Because I already was Mekayim my Neder with the first one. Now they got a Mum, I can restart it again. But anyway, it's a Shaila. I look at the Turi Eben and the Emek Bracha. So that was the Pshat in our Gemara. Instead, Huvalei Chalufa, that the Kamash one is, that don't think one Yom Tov enough will be enough to be able to Acher, because you already had two for the first, for the original carbon. Kamash, no, it starts again. Right, the Marakasha, that's good if the sheet is holding three Yom Tovim. Well, if you're a Meir, according to a Meir, that was one Yom Tov is Balta Acher already. So anyway, it's one Yom Tov is Balta Acher. So what's the Chiddush over here? What's the Miyat over here? Huvalei Chalufa. What is this Miyat? What is it if you're a Meir? It got a mum in this Yom Tov. It means you have one carbon in your oila. In the middle of Pesach, if you finish Pesach, you have Al Tach. In the middle of Pesach, it got a mum. And you switch it to another animal. But over the regal, now Pesach finished. You would think, because the halacha is like Tosha speaks out. So here, if you look at the carbon as a new carbon, middle Yom Tov, you know about Acher. But if you include it with the first one, so then yeah, you'll have about Acher. Kamash Malon, Hu V'Lei Chalufa, you're not mitzdar for two halves, and therefore you'll have till the whole Shavuos. Now, the Paris has a little problem with this, that even if you learn comes with Kamakasi, Lemaisa, there's a certain amount of time from the Mum. When the mum happened until the next carbon, there wasn't a full yontiv. It should be a problem in a full yontiv. There's a little problem. He says, kishahumam b'emtzah rega v'chila l'akah heich l'tzaref. He says that the habashah shenasa b'mum oz lo yoroi klal akrava. V'mkin oy says mali shayach l'avar alav. So he has a little problem with that. So you have to say that wouldn't be a problem if a little zman in between. Like upon him, there's the half minute kamash v'lo. No. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Brisa, that the Baal Ta'achar doesn't stir the carbon, only it's a din on the gavra, not on the chefza. Break the Gemara, is that the makar of Ha'yibachachet, lo b'kamanachet? Well, Mahachan afka, Menachayim afka. We have a Joshua from Achayim. Tanya, you're looking at the Brisa. Achayim, I remember. Yochu ye b'char she'ovah sh'nosa k'psula m'kdashim y'pasal. Maybe you would think a b'char that you didn't bring as a carbon. The lach is a b'char. The Yisrael, when a b'char is born, it gives it to the Kayin, and the Kayin has to bring it for a carbon. After a year, L'chayra, it's about to Acher. Usually, when you finish a year, you went through three, almost every time, you went through three regalim. So maybe halacha should be is that after you pass a year, and we'll see later on in the Gemara that about to Acher might be a year also than about to Acher. So maybe it should become psule mukdash to be a puzzle. It should be possible as a carbon. It says in the same pasuk, masar, meiser, and bechar. Makish b'char l'maiser. Ma maiser in if some shalach arvata. Just like maiser, it's not possible from one year to the next year because the halacha is you have up to 3 years to bring it. Same thing by b'char also. It doesn't become possible. B'char in if some shalach arvata. So the kasha is why nivahay b'char chait. We have a drasha by b'char already, and Tosis on Vav and Beis speaks out that we learn out all different kabbalas from b'char. So once we know from here that it doesn't become possible. Here also shouldn't become possible. So what do you need a possible by b'chait? So tomorrow it's exactly going to be hani mili b'char labar atzahu. Of course it's kosher, but who said it gives you a kapara? B'char doesn't have a kapara, so you see b'char is not possible. But achatas and asham that are coming for a kapara, maybe there if you do b'al ta'achar, it's kosher, but you won't get your kapara. Hani mili b'char labar atzahu. Av kosher ne'ar atzahu nenu eim eloi lirtu that you shouldn't have atzah. Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, no. That it's even Hartzah. There's no problem with the carbon at all, and it's even Hartzah. Even have Hartzah. So let's finish up this Gemara. Vakati, you're telling me the limud is from Hoye B'chachet, and we have B'char, and we have Tzrichasa. I have not a passing Ben Azai. Because Ben Azai, I have got a time limit on a Brisa. Ben Azai, Omer. It says in the pasuk by Pigel, Lo yirotza makriv oisoy. It says oisoy. What's oisoy for? Oisoy ma tamalei. Ma lachish demalei sa achal shalmoi. It says it's about the achar. Shemei ani af ma'acha nidroi bal yirotza. Maybe if you ma'acha nidroi, there's a bal yirotza. It won't be a good carbon. Just like by Pigel, it's not a good carbon. It won't be a good carbon. It won't be miratza. Tamalei ma oisoy. Dafka Pigel. Oisoy bal lo yirotza. Vei ma'acha nidroi bal yirotza. So what do you need that pasuk for? Samara says, Ella b'chochet, there's a different drasha. Ella b'chochet, v'loy b'ishtachochet. We darshan that dafka b'chochet, and not, your wife won't get a chet for you not bringing a carbon. Sa'akadat chamina, you would think, hoyel b'om rab yechanan, b'tem rab alozo, that in ishtachal odom mesa, a person's wife dies, why is a person's wife die? Why would a person's wife die? Ella b'chochet, v'akshman amam amain loy. If he borrows money, and he doesn't pay back, and he has the money, and he doesn't want to give it back, then the halacha is that the einish would be his wife will die. If you don't want to pay, why should they take your mishkav mitachtech, which is darshan to mean your bed? Akapana, whatever the case is, there is talking about pashas, it means mamin shal geza, like Tosfos speaks out from the Gemara and Zvachim. Pashas means someone who steals money. But some say it means even by neder. But upon him, it's someone who ain't loy. He promised something, and he doesn't promise a neder, or he promises whatever it is, and he doesn't pay it up. The oinish is his wife will die. Look at Tyson to see what it's for. Either someone who steals doesn't pay back, or he gives a neder doesn't pay back. But upon him, you would think the aim of high oven the baltach and amish the mesa kamaso no. There's no oinish for your wife when someone does not bring a carbon. Are you going to ask me, how can you change the drasha? It says, lo yibachet, lo yibachabonach hachet. That's a bit ishtachachet. So what's B'tan HaGemara? So the Sfasemis answers that it doesn't mean that we're changing the Braisa. The Braisa, of course, is saying, lo yibachabonach hachet. We're just saying, if he ben Azai, that Darshan is from Oisoi, he will learn, B'chachet means lo yibachachachet. It's going to answer ben Azai, not to change the Braisa. Ben Azai will learn, B'chachet lo yibachachachet. You don't have me, just since by a neder or by Gezel, we find the idea that the Isha gets a Einish, a person's wife gets the Einish, a person loses his wife. Kamash lo, a Baal Ta'achir does not have an Einish to his wife. That's the Kamash lo, V'loi B'ishtachachet.